A good seller is a nerd buyer. Most of the people already understand the difference between selling and working for another person. If you work for a corporation or for a middleman, most of the time they are going to keep 80% of your effort, of your profits. But when you start selling directly your service or your product, you can keep basically 100%. That's why you can work less hours and make more money. And something that I was thinking, meditating around, is that most of the good sellers are also nerd buyers. We are paying attention whenever we buy something. What are the behaviors of the sellers? Because if we are buying something, means that the seller already is doing something good. So I want to share today like 5 tips that good sellers always do when they close. Before starting, I want to say thanks to the sponsor, you know who, me, inglesparacholos.com. If you want to take your life to the next level, remember you can start your, not the full program, because the full program is 3,000 soles, but you can, how can we say, like, you can secure the payment with 500 soles. So if you want to start inglesparacholos.com, you can start with 500 soles, and remember my WhatsApp, +51 9890 23986. So time to get started. The first thing is, let's start with my gym people, with my fitness people. I remember I went back then to the gym B2 in Caminos del Inca, and I was talking with, I love talking with sellers, because just by talking with them, you learn plenty of stuff. So we were talking and we were like, hey, you don't need the customer to be here all the time. You just need him to be here to pay. And he told me, not anymore. Now you have Visa Link. What is a Visa Link? There are companies that allow you to create a link that you can share by WhatsApp, or even you can put a button on your website. So people can pay with credit cards from their house. So they no longer need to come with the Visa, or you no longer need like a POS, un POS. So they scroll the card. They can just do it from their houses. And especially in the fitness world, that is a big thing, because many times people, they go to the gym one time, they see the machines, they see the place, and then they have to go again to pay. But if you do it in that way, now they can already pay in advance, and sometimes they never show up, but they already pay. So that was something interesting from the fitness people. And that's when I started accepting credit cards, because I spent like maybe 8 years of my career not accepting credit cards. But when I understood that just by accepting credit cards, you can boost your sales 50 or 60%, it's insane. Many people don't spend the money that they have. They spend the money of the next month. So that is a curious thing. And something extra that I learned from the fitness industry is that they follow up. And they understand that there are moments when people have more money, like every 15 and every 30 of each month. That's when they receive the paycheck. So in that moment, they are going to text you and they will tell you, we have a nice deal just for today. And they will send you the link. So understanding two things, that credit card is going to boost sales, and understanding that when your customer has money, that's a good moment to advertise. First tip from the gym people. Now, let's go to the car industry. The car industry always call my attention, because if you analyze, like, a car is something that most of the people don't need. Most of the people don't really need a car. And the ones who need the car, they don't need a fancy car. They could just be with a Toyota Yaris, or even with a Kia Picanto or a Hyundai EDS, and they will be happy. That is transportation. But no, people, they want the SUV, the pickup, the big truck, right? Interesting enough, nowadays many people are preferring to go for new brands, like Chinese brands, just to have a bigger car, instead of going from the classic brands, you know, like Toyota, Ford, and those ones. But coming back to the topic, I believe one of the biggest things that we can learn from the car sellers is that they know how to read their customers. Why? Because they understand when it's time to upsell and when it's time to downsell. And let me try to picture this for you. When you are scrolling on your social media, IG or Facebook, whatever you are scrolling, you will see an ad. Let's say about I love Suzuki. That's my favorite brand. No, Volkswagen is my favorite brand. But let's talk about Suzuki. You see the Suzuki Jimny. Oh, that's a nice car. And then you go and you check. The price goes since Starting from $22,000. Yes. $22,000 is the most basic version. It's not even the version that you saw on the picture. It's something with maybe with a cheaper rings, con aros más baratos, maybe without rings, just with covers, con tapas. It's interesting that if they see that you have money, they will try to offer you the full version. But if you don't have money, they will try to downsell and offer you a cheaper model of car. And there is like a third option, that if they know that you're a smart buyer, because a smart buyer is not hurry to buy, they will wait maybe 2 weeks or 1 month and give you like a better deal. Maybe the full package car for the price of the no package car or the basic version. And that is interesting. If you're a car buyer, always wait. Contact the seller and wait and you will see the difference. But where I'm trying to go, something that we can learn from these people is that they know how to upsell and downsell, and that can make a huge difference in your revenue. If you know how to upsell, for every customer, you can get like 50% more, sometimes 200% more. I remember back then in time, when I had like less customers, I used to receive them in person in my house. And I used to have all the supplements in one room. They will come from one supplement, and they will buy 3 supplements at the end because they saw all the walls, you know, all the supplements piled up on the walls, and always they will, instead of buying 100 soles, they will buy 300 soles. I don't do that anymore, but just to let you know, if you can make your people come to your place or you can show all the variety, it's very easy, very simple to upsell them. And the downsell also is important for 2 reasons. Maybe they don't have the money now, or maybe they don't trust 100%. So they want to test with a little bit. So having like a downsell product. In my case, sometimes the downsell product, especially when they cannot pay Inglés para Cholos, is the audiobooks. Because I know after listening the audiobooks, there's a high chance that they will join the program. So having like a downsell and an upsell is a must. Now let's go with our lovely prostitute friends. Prostitutes are interesting because they can smell when you are needy, even from a WhatsApp message. Right? They don't need to be in front of you to understand that you are needy, that your balls are full. Prostitutes are smart. And when you text a prostitute and you ask her, are you free today? Oh my God, she's going to charge you full price. How bad it is that sometimes I upload picture with women or just the ass of the woman, and some people say, oh, that is 500 soles. The other day, one guy said, oh, that is 1,500 soles, just to make clear. A guy said, that's 1,500. Yo, what? 500 soles? Like, what? How much money are you spending on sex? You know, that surprised me. And it's because a prostitute would charge more money when she realized that the customer is desperate. Because he's needy, he's not thinking, so they can squeeze the man's ball. And if he's weak, oh, they can take it to the next level. They can charge the sexual service, and then they, hey, please, can you buy me a pollito a la brasa? So they even get like extra food. So they are smart people. If you are negotiating with prostitutes, here's a little tip. Never ask them to day to day. Ask them, hey, what days are you free next week? You know why? Because in that moment, you can take their low season. They can take the moments that they don't have customers, and they are willing, first, to charge you less, and second, it shows that you are not in a rush, that you are not hurry. You will be surprised, but the same woman that can charge a man 500 soles can charge another 100 soles, and that is the difference. Just by showing that you are not in a hurry, in a rush. But bringing that back to what we are trying to understand is also understand the desire of the customer. Did he really need the thing, or he's just messing around? That's why you want to smell when a customer really want to buy, so you can allocate the energy there. I can tell you, maybe I receive, I don't know how many WhatsApps I receive per day, but let's say that I receive now 30 or 40 WhatsApps. The better you become by understanding who really needs your service, the easier it becomes to close. Because from 5 chats, okay, I think this person really wanted it. This person just want to talk, this is messing around, let's stay with the one that, that's why the only way to learn this is by repetition. The more that you close sales, you start getting the vocabulary. When the person mentioned these words, is that they are going to buy. When they mention these other words, it's just they are asking. You know? Today, for example, I got a question in the morning, and was a guy, Jose, I want to receive your nutritionist service. Okay, this is the price. What is, do you have certificates? You know, and when they say that, I know it's the competition just trying to mess with me, because a real customer is not thinking about certificate, it's just thinking about results. And that's when I understand. So try to understand which are the words that say I'm a buyer and which are the words that say I'm your competitor, and I'm trying to learn your sales process. And the last one that I want to mention today is we can learn also from the Airbnb people. I mentioned this maybe 2 weeks ago, but the Airbnb people, not all, but the best ones, they understand that it's all about seasons. When it's high season, first you need to be focused. You cannot take vacation in high season. When I see people that are in the fitness industry that they take December on vacation, these motherfuckers don't have a clue. December is one of the highest months. December and January, those are the two highest months in fitness. And many of the people who are trainers and nutritionists, they take vacation. They don't know. In a high season month, you can make the money of maybe 5 months of low season. So it's just, imagine working 1 month and making the money of 5 months. Not only that, if you work 3 months of high season, you can work, you can be without working the rest of the year because you already made your money. So high season is a moment that there are no vacations in that time. If we have reunion with the family, very short reunions, 2 hours, date, fast dates, no full day with a woman, just fast day, because we are on high season. Airbnb people understand that. Something extra, and this is an Uncle Balta tip, is in high season, you are 100% selling mode. Selling, 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 high season. In low season, you are branding and learning skills. This is something that I used to apply since I started. I didn't understand why, but I used to apply it and it always has worked. Is when you don't have that many customers, you start just working your branding, letting people know, hey, by the way, I do this, and you are learning skills, improving your skills in your field and to area. If you are, for example, like me, you are a fitness guy, learning about diet, learning about exercise, about drugs, about supplements, you are learning stuff and you are also advertising yourself. So when it's high season, now you can go beast mode and close as many sales as possible. And one little tip here, that's why it's important to always have savings, ahorros. If you have savings, you can be like maybe 10 months in low season. I mean, 10 months is a lot, but let's say like 6 months. No, let's 4 months in low season, and there is no a problem because you have savings. So you can take that time, not as a vacation, but as I mentioned, to brand and to learn new skills. Now, a little, I don't want to get excited. You know, I get excited on this podcast, but something that I found out is that having complementary business that have opposite seasonality is beautiful. When it's low season of vitamins, it's high season of Inglés para Cholos. So when the vitamin business is going a little bit low, the Inglés para Cholos goes up. So in that way, you can be like high season the full year. But just an extra tip to include. By this moment, you know, it's Monday morning. I could just wrap the podcast, say, you know, hi, fi, everybody, and bye. But I want to share 3 extra things very fast, rapidly. First, is that something that is happening in the same way that now on social media we have what they call fear porn, porno de miedo, where they are trying to promote fear around everybody. We have something also that is called suffer porn. What is suffer porn? Many of these business channels are trying to tell you that, yeah, you need to suffer, you need to work, to hustle. But the best business ideas are the ones that work almost effortless, because are the ones that first are feeling a craving in the market. It's something around your expertise or strength, and it's something about your passion. If you combine those 3 things, starting your business or your career is easy. But that's why it's not about suffering. I'm not texting customers, please buy me. I just upload the ads, I upload the contents, and people come to me. So try to find that thing that is in your zone of genius. And be careful with the suffering porn. If you follow a content creator and they tell you, oh, you need to work 10 hours per day. No. Be careful with that motherfucker. Nowadays, especially in the content influencers, they tell you need to post 10 times per day, 20 times per day. Not exactly. You just need to post something when you have something important to share. And if you do it in that way, you're going to do it happy. For example, today I didn't have a video for YouTube because, you know, in YouTube it's different than podcasts. I can just hear transfer value to the people. On YouTube, I need to be like a clown. I need to be more like entertainment. I don't have an idea today for YouTube. So just upload when you have the flow, the energy to do it. Now, the other thing is that technology, I don't want to go in the rabbit hole of how social media is destroying our life. But in general, technology is disappearing the self-awareness. And self-awareness is an important part of starting a business. A good business idea happens when you can see that something is missing in the market. But in order to sniff that, you need to pay attention, you know, what is missing. And there are a lot of things missing. I have plenty of friends that they are struggling to connect with women. That is a big thing. And when I go to the yesterday I went to Real Plaza here in Primavera, I was surprised the amount of homosexual people. And I'm not homophobic. I love to make homophobic jokes. But one of the reasons why people are becoming homosexual is because they cannot have a person from the opposite sex. So therefore, they just start, you know, crossing swords with the same sex people. So helping people to connect with other people, helping people to make friends, that is something that everybody is missing. More than a car, more than an expensive apartment, is having connections. And the last thing, something that I just heard before recording this podcast, is that there is a new trend that is called ghost hiring. What is ghost hiring? In the same way that people used to apply to different jobs while they were working for a company, I mean, that is kind of a common practice, right? If I mention it, oh yes, makes sense. You're working for a company, but at the same time, you are checking other job opportunities. Now, business owners are doing the same. And by the way, it's not now. This happens always. But now, like, the average business owner is also doing this. What it is? They are posting, like, job proposals on social media, on specialized websites, hiring people. We are hiring. Estamos contratando. But they are not hiring. They just want to have the contacts for two reasons. If someone starts making problems in their company, they can fire the person fast and they already have like a backup plan. And second, because they are testing also like lower salaries. If you are paying, I don't know, if you are paying 2,000 soles for a job and then you find another person that has like good experience for 1,600 soles, hey, now you can reduce your cost. So now also companies are trying to reduce their jobs by hiring new people. They are already with a team waiting for hire a person if someone start messing with them in the company. And why I mention this? Because many people are saying, I'm applying for different jobs and nobody hires me. Yes, because many of those jobs are ghost jobs. And a little tip for you, I mean, I don't like the idea of working for a company. But sometimes I follow podcasts about that. So a good tip is always have contacts in the company so you can know if they really need an employee or if it's just like a ghost hiring process. And also checking the stats, they say between 50 and 60% of the certainty of being hired is if you already have a contact inside the company. That's why you want to go to the LinkedIn profile of the company and check who is working there. Maybe you have a friend in common, or maybe you have a friend of a friend in common. That will increase your odds to being hired by the company. But just to be clear, you know, it's not that I'm biased about having your own career as a freelancer, but being a freelancer or a business owner is the best way to go. In all the countries, you can work 2 or 3 hours per day, pay your bills, be happy, and you get 100%. The only thing that you are missing is knowing how to promote yourself and knowing how to sell. That is not that difficult. I hope you enjoyed this little Monday episode. Have a good time. Remember, I don't have secretary, so if you text me to my WhatsApp, I will reply, but just text me to buy my stuff. +51 9890 23 986. Have a good Monday.